What I want to convey to the president is please get back to what you said on that day. And what the American people are looking for is bold leadership, not incrementalism. Not, oh, let's send a woman a fifth of the way to the moon. Let's do 20% renewables. No. Let's go to the moon. Let's have a modern-day green energy moonshot for America. And I can tell you, Celeste, I have been pedaling through Main Street America all across the country, from Colorado to here, and I've gone through Kansas, for instance, which is the heartland of America. And I'm talking to conservative farmers, I'm talking to liberal college students, and people are just tired of partisanship. They're tired of talking about whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent. And what people want is for our elected officials in D.C. to put America first.
Where are you headed next? And then how soon will it be till you get to Washington? And once you get to Washington, what are you going to do? That's a great big city filled with high-powered folks.
Well, there's a couple of high-powered folks I want to talk to when I get there, the president and the first lady. And I want to talk with the leaders of Congress, regardless of who takes power in November. And I want to convey to them, Celeste, what I've been hearing and on main streets of America across this great country. And that is that people are ready for bold leadership. People are ready for real change. You know, we've got, you know, massive unemployment in this country. We've got a climate that's spiraling out of control. And the Green Industrial Revolution is the answer to much of that. And the American people are ready for it. They're not getting it. And so I'm going to carry their message, and I want to convey that in person to the President, the First Lady, and to the leaders of Congress.
You think you got a chance?
Absolutely. You know, I have just as much, you know, chance as anybody. I mean, yeah, I'm a middle-aged guy on a bike with a dream of what America can be. You know, I it's like I'm no elite athlete. I'm no Lance Armstrong. You know, I'm just a guy on a bike, you know, but I'm a guy on a bike with a dream, and I'm going to carry this. And I've been talking to people about this dream, and the people I've been meeting, the wonderful people who I love so much of this country. I love the American people. They have been embracing this vision, and they want to see it. Almost everybody I've talked to agrees with this goal, agrees that this should be a national goal for America.
And you're carrying a petition. What does the petition say, and how many people are signing it?
Yeah, it's an online petition. I haven't checked lately on how many are signing it. And it's not, for me, it's not so much the quantity of people signing it, it's the quality. And it's the people that are signing it with deep conviction, you know, and it's an online petition, and people can find that at rideforrenewables.com. And obviously, the more people that sign it, is the better. But that's not really the point. You know, the petition is just a tool. And you know, what I want to do is sit down with our leaders and just convey to them the hunger in this country for bold leadership.
So Mr. Weiss goes to Washington.
Well, I guess.
Well, describe the rocket trike for us.
The rocket trike. It's a recumbent tricycle, three-wheeler, and it's enclosed in a aerodynamic carbon fiber shell, and it looks kind of like a rocket. So that's why I call it a rocket trike. And I have some a solar panel that powers my blinker system that I had installed on that. I have solar-powered headlights and a rear light and a solar charger for my iPhone. So, and I wish your viewers could see it because it's really something to see. And it's, to me, it represents the creative potential of humans to do things differently. And that's why I chose it for my ride. You know, I could have picked any kind of bike, but this rocket trike to me represents our potential. And everywhere I go, people want to talk about it. And yeah. It's fun. And it's like, and green, our energy grid, this is going to be fun. This is going to be exciting.
And a little bit later today, people who are listening to us now or who will listen to us later online will be able to see it online on our website at will.illinois.edu. So how fast can you go and how many miles do you cover in a day?
Well, when I'm not stopping to talk to people about it, I can knock out between 60 and 80 miles in a day. And as fast as I go, I go a little slower than a regular bike. It's a little more work than a regular bike, but I have gotten it up pretty fast going downhill. It's got up about 36 miles an hour.
Okay. And do you think we'll be seeing more of these kinds of vehicles in the near future?
I do. And actually, if do we have just another minute that
yeah,
I can
do.
Share a quick story? I've pedaled from my trike has an electric assist motor on it to help me with some of the tough hills. So it's a hybrid, human powered. I pedal about 90% of the time, and then use the electric assist maybe 10% of the time. So it's a hybrid electric bicycle, and so I've pedaled it from Boulder to Springfield for the purpose that I told you. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, due to the tornado watches and warnings and the 80 mile per hour winds, I was grounded. I wanted to come to Champaign yesterday. I wanted to pedal that approximately 100 miles, and I was not able to, and some folks really wanted me here today for an event on campus, tied in with Sustainability Week. And so they came up, just unbeknownst to me, they came up with a creative idea, a creative way for me to get here. They said, Tom, what if we have an electric vehicle tow you from Springfield over to Champaign, tow your, you know, hybrid electric bike? You know, would that be all right with you? You know, because we really want you here. And I was like, absolutely. That's in the spirit of what I'm doing. And, you know, I want to promote electric vehicles. You know, this is not about me pedaling every step of the way. This is about the American people coming together to solve problems. And that was a challenge for me. And I found and we solved it. You know, and people just came together. And one gentleman, Kevin, stayed up till 2 a.m. last night building a trailer specifically for my rocket trike so I could get here this morning. And that's just, it really touched me. And I've been finding that all along the way, is that the American people, they're ready to rally together. Mm-hmm. They want to come together as a community and as a people. And people are ready to drop party label and put America first and put the planet first.
Well, happy trails.
Well, thank you, Celeste. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. And I love NPR.
Tom Weiss is traveling across country to share his views on energy. He hopes one day, very soon, at the end of this decade, he hopes that we will be off the fossil fuels diet and nuclear power diet and on an electricity grid that relies solely on renewables.